new initiative created by Bayshore Health. It's Closing the Gap Healthcare, to amplify the voices of an increasing number of Ontarians who are calling on the government for more support for home health care services. You know, I remember talking to my mom when my dad got sick and we had to put him into long-term care this last year. And my mom said it is such a shame that after working their entire lives to build a happy home, that, you know, having 24-hour care is just not an option. Because when you really break it down and how much that actually costs, most people can't afford that. And so for them not to be able to be together in their later years is devastating. And I think that that's something that when I look at my parents, I know we're not the only ones. And when I was asked to be a part of this initiative, Bring Health Home, it made sense. You know, my mom, that's her only wish, is that she and dad could have been together through all of this. And, you know, we're asking the government for more funding. Long-term care homes are overrun. They're overwhelmed. And if we could keep more people home safely, that seems to be what most Ontarians want. And we're asking people to go to bringhealthhome.ca to learn more, to share the message. You know, with the growing concern about the second wave of COVID, Ontarians, we all need to learn more and ask our government for more support for home care services. So that's really what it's all about.
Cheryl, what's been the response to Bring Health Home since you've been involved?
It's been great. I mean, I think that people were thinking that maybe there wasn't an option, but there's always an option if you have a voice. And I think this is something that, you know, just because something has always been doesn't mean that's the way it always needs to be. And so I think the more we all come together and get a little louder and say we want better for our loved ones and essentially also better for ourselves, because we're aging, we're all aging. And so what do we want for ourselves? What sort of future do we want? And I know that I would like to stay home for as long as I can with my loved ones. I know that that's what Dad wanted, and unfortunately we couldn't do it, and that breaks my heart.
We're with Cheryl Hickey talking about Bring Health Home. When you look at the initiative, what's the priority? What's the first immediate step that you'd like to see in terms of bringing health home, Cheryl?
Make it more affordable. I mean, to the more tangible part, I think it's we really need people to go to the website, bringhealthhome.ca, and get involved and make your voice heard, please. That's really important. And then from the ground up, I mean, geez, it needs to be more affordable for people to stay at home. When you calculate what it would cost to take care for someone who maybe needs 24-hour care, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a lot of money, and it shouldn't be that way. Other countries are able to do it. Canada should be able to figure it out.
Cheryl, how do people get involved when they hear your story and hear this initiative? Who do they talk to, and where do they go to make their voices heard?
Yeah, Bring Health Home is the number one place. So bringhealthhome.ca, that's where you go. Check it all out. You can sign the petition. You can get involved. Talk to your local MPP. Have that conversation. And if you want better, speak up. That's what we all have to do.
We're
not saying that long-term care homes aren't necessary, because they definitely are. Those need to be there. They need to be there for people who don't have family who can't care for them, or in special circumstances. But right now, it seems like everybody's going there when they get older because they just don't have any other choice. Let's make some choices. Let's allow some opportunity.
Last couple of questions for Cheryl Hickey. From a political standpoint, what are you seeing? Are you seeing this group making progress, or is this basically just the baby steps to something bigger?
You know, it's a baby step to bigger, and it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of loud voices. This is not something that's, I mean, we're in the middle of a crisis right now, a medical health crisis. But now I see this crisis is an opportunity to look at how are we treating our elders in Canada, what's not working, how can we do better. We need to demand better for them. They deserve better. We deserve better. This problem is not going to fix itself on its own. So it's up to our generation to decide how we're going to move forward in all of this.
Finally, Cheryl, once again, the contact points or the suggested path that somebody should follow if they want to make their voice heard in terms of Bring Health Home.
I mean, geez, I would start at home. Start having a conversation with your parents and your brothers and sisters about what they think. Great dinner time conversations. Start it at home. Start it right there. And then go on the website, bringhealthhome.ca. Take a look, sign, see how you can get involved, and keep pushing, because this is something, it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a community.
Cheryl, thank you very much for sharing and outlining and explaining Bring Health Home. All the best with your initiative.
Thanks so much.